the position of steadiness will come through the process, following the process of purification. So very similar to my response to her question, be patient.
所以呢，就好像我对他的，我对刚才这个奉献者的这个问题一样，就是说我们要让自己非常有耐心。
And another advice is don't compare yourself to others.
还有一个建议呢，就是说不要去把你自己和别人去做比较。
You are who you are.
你就是你自己。
And others are who they are.
别人是别人，你是你。
We don't have a competition, this one against that one.
所以呢，我们不要去把自己和别人去做竞争。
That's material.
这是物质的。
Just you have your relationship with Krishna.
你已经和 Krishna 有特定的关系了。
And you may be down here, you may be up here, you may be over there, wherever you are. From that position, you try sincerely to serve.
那么可能你在这儿，可能你在那儿，可能你在那里，都没有关系的。不管你在哪里，你非常真诚的为 Krishna 做服务就可以了。
Just be honest with yourself about what your position is.
并且呢，你要对自己的所处的这个在 Krishna 在灵修当中的地位，要非常的就是说诚实的去看待你自己在 Krishna 直觉当中的地位位置。
And then act from that position.
然后呢，从你自己的这个起点开始来努力。
And Krishna will help you.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就会帮助你。
And in the experience of Krishna helping you, you feel a relationship with Krishna.
那么，当你感受到 Krishna 帮助你的时候，你就会去体验到和 Krishna 的关系。
And that's the encouragement that we need to keep going.
然后这就是我们需要的这样一种体验，这种体验会让你继续不断的向前走。
Someone's capacity is greater, someone's capacity is lesser.
有些人的能力大一点，有些人的能力小一点。
And your capacity is whatever it is.
所以你可以看看自己的能力，不管你的能力是怎么样都没关系的。
Accept that and serve Krishna from that position.
所以呢，你就去接受你自己所具备的这个能力，去接受它，然后呢，把这份能力用于 Krishna 的服务就好了。
The main ingredient is sincerity.
所以呢，这主要的这个元素就是，或者说我们主要的这个元素就是真诚。
That's Rupa Goswami's teaching.
这是Rupa Goswami的教导。
There's a chapter in Nectar Devotion called Eligibility of a Candidate for Devotional Service.
那么在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中有一章就叫做奉献服务的资格。
Who has read Nectar Devotion?
有没有人读过《分爱的甘露》?
She
forgot. She cannot recognize. Cannot. Okay. She's not sure if she read it or not.
Okay. For those of you that have read Nectar Devotion, what's the answer?
那么对那些读过《分爱的甘露》的人，这个问题的答案是什么呢？
Who is eligible for devotional service?
谁是有资格来做奉献服务呢？ 啊？
每一个人。
Everyone have the eligibility to qualification to do the devotional service.
If anybody has a mobile phone, please turn it off or put it in vibrate.
如果任何人有手机的话，请你把你的手机调到静音档，或者是把它关掉。
Please do it right now.
请现在就做。会关吗，妈妈？你妈妈会关吗？静音。
I have my phone with me, but somebody may be calling from America because they just got out of the hospital.
我也带着我的电话，一会儿可能有人给我打电话，因为有人呢，他要从医院里，从美国的医院里面给我打电话，会有一些紧急电话过来。
I don't think they'll call at 2 o'clock in the morning.
但是我想他们应该不会在那当地时间凌晨两点的时候给我打电话。
But because it was a very dangerous operation, I'm going to leave my phone on.
因为呢那是一个非常危险的手术，所以说呢我会把我的电话打开，等随时等他们打电话有消息过来。
In case there's some emergency.
所以万一有什么样紧急情况的话，他们可以联系我。
But everybody else can turn your phone off.
但是呢，所有其他的人，你们可以把手机关掉。
Okay, so does that help?
有帮助吗？
Oh no, the question was, who is eligible for devotional service? The answer is, one who wants it sincerely.
这个答案就是当一个人他非常真诚的想要做奉献服务的时候，这就是做奉献服务的资格。
If sincerity is there, I really want, then you're eligible.
如果一个人的真诚，他的真诚度在那里，我真的想做这个服务，那么他就能够去做。
And somebody may be better at devotional service.
可能有些人他在奉献服务当中更好。
And somebody may be more enthusiastic for devotional service.
有些人可能在奉献服务当中更加热情。
But just cultivate a sincere desire.And you'll be engaged in Krishna service, guaranteed.
所以呢，你只需要去培养这样一种真诚的愿望，毫无疑问，你就会在 Krishna 职业当中进步，你就会得到奉献服务。
So now I wonder, Panchatattva, should we have kirtan for a bit, or just go right into the presentation here? Which, I guess, a choice.
是 kirtan, 现在 kirtan 一会儿，还是说直接开始上课？ Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bhakti. Premanandi. So this is story time.
那么今天呢, 是讲故事的时候到了。
But along with stories, there's a very important lesson.
那么, 随着我们每一个故事呢, 每一个故事它都有很重要的教育意义。
During this visit, I've been speaking on the theme of relationships.
那么在这个, 在这次拜访当中呢, 我给大家讲到了关于关系的主题。
From the very first day.
在第一天的时候, 我们讲到了人际关系。
We're going to speak about relationships again.
现在呢, 我们再一次会讲到人际关系。
Because relationships are very important.
因为人际关系是很重要的。
Actually, Krishna consciousness is all about relationships.
其实, Krishna知觉, 都是关于关系的。
And ultimately, the relationship is with Krishna.
终极来说, 这个关系是跟Krishna有关。
And everything and everyone has a relationship with Krishna.
一切事情, 一切人都和Krishna有关。
But we've forgotten our relationship with Krishna.
但是我们遗忘了我们和Krishna之间的关系。
In awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness,
那么为了去唤醒我们, 潜伏的Krishna知觉,
we also want to revive our relationships with Krishna's devotees.
我们也想要去重新的来唤醒我们对, 奉献者的这样的一和奉献者的关系。
Can you fix this? We want to go to this thing over here.
我们要去下一页, 你能够把它放到下一页吗?
What happened?
怎么回事? 哦,我来吧。
What's going on?
So
I'm going to be discussing the quality of trustworthiness so that we can have relationships with other devotees.
那么今天我们会来讨论的是, 我们要对别人是能让自己变得值得信赖。 这样的话呢, 我们才能够跟别人建立起真正的人际关系。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
If between two individuals there's no trust, can you have a relationship?
如果两个人之间是没有信任的, 这能够有产生关系吗?
No. If you want to establish a relationship with someone else, must there be some trust established in your interactions with another.
也就是说，如果你想跟别人产生关系的话，便意味着你们两个之间呢，必须啊有这样一个信任的作为基础。
Yes. And the best way to establish trust is to be trustworthy.
那么要去建立信任的话，便意味着让你自己，让我们自己变得值得信赖。
In our association of devotees here in Lanzhou,
在我们兰州的奉献者联谊当中
，we want to foster loving relationships.
我们想要能够建立起这样的爱的关系。
To foster loving relationships, we ourselves have to be trustworthy.
那么，为了要建立这样的爱的关系，便意味着我们要让自己变得值得信赖。
So that's the topic I want to discuss today.
这就是我们今天想要讨论的话题。
How can other people be more trustworthy? How can we be more trustworthy?
不是，我们这个话题不是说怎么样让别人变得值得信赖，而是说怎么样让我们自己变得值得信赖。
Because if I'm more trustworthy, then there'll be more loving relationships.
因为如果我让自己变得更加值得信赖的话，那么我就会赢得更多的爱的关系。
That's our goal.
这是我们的目标。
Become more trustworthy.So that we can have more loving relationships.
也就是说，让自己变得更加值得信赖。这样的话，我们就能够去建立起更多的爱的关系来。
That's the topic.
这是我们今天的主题。
And the way that we're going to approach the topic is by telling stories.
讲述今天主题的方法呢，就是我们会给大家讲故事。
Because if you remember from yesterday,
因为如果你记得我们昨天讲的话题的话，
the theme was by discussing topics about Krishna with one another, it puts Krishna in the center of our relationships and helps to foster loving relationships.
因为我们昨天讲到了。当我们把 Krishna 放在两个人际关系的中间的话，那么我们才能拥有真正的爱的关系。
So I'm going to show you how to do that.
所以呢，我会向大家来展示怎么样来做。
And by showing you how to do that, I hope that tomorrow and the next day and the next day that you do that too.
所以呢，通过向大家展示怎么做，我希望明天、后天。接下来的每一天大家都能够知道怎样去真正的实践去操作。
Okay, so are you all ready?
你们大家都准备好了吗？
Here we go.
好，我们准备走开始了。
This is a verse that comes from the 8th canto Srimad Bhagavatam.
这是一个来自圣典薄伽瓦坛第八篇的诗节。
It's a verse spoken by the Supreme Lord, Vamanadeva.
那么这个诗节呢是由至尊主 Vamanadeva 所说的话。
It is spoken in relation to Bali Maharaj.
这句话呢是专门是对 Bali Maharaj 所说的。
Those of you that read Nectar of Devotion,
那些读过奉爱甘露的人，
You can answer this question.
你们能够来回答这个问题。
Who is Bali Maharaj?
谁是 Bali Maharaj?
Jambavati, who is Bali Maharaj?
Jambavati, 谁是 Bali Maharaj?
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
记得。
啊，不记得。
记得。
记得。啊，你能说吗？回答问题。
He achieved spiritual perfection.
The one who give everything to the Supreme Lord.
Very good.
非常好。
So Bali, that's exactly what Bali Maharaj did.
这就是 Bali Maharaj 所做的。
You have a good memory.
你的记忆力很好。
Can you know the story of Bali Maharaj?
你知道 Bali Maharaj 的这个故事吗？ Yes.
So you say it in Chinese, and if she says it wrong, you correct it.
所以呢，你能够用中文跟大家介绍一下吗？这个故事？
他是那个 Bali Maharaj， 他是那个恶魔的首领嘛，然后他就。请在那些半神人的土地。
你继续。
Keep going.
讲了就行了。
然后他请在那个半神人的土地，后来卡塞夫尼和那个阿丁提，他们就开始祈祷，向主祈祷，然后能生一个那个。能铲除这个恶魔的儿子，能帮助半神人，然
Vamanadeva asked for charity, okay. And three steps.
So, after Bali Maharaj gave two steps, and Lord Vamana covered the entire universe in two steps.
So, 当 Vamanadeva 他跨过了两步，已经把整个的宇宙全部跨过去了。
Lord Vamana said to Bali Maharaj, you promised me three steps of land.
你跟我向我承诺了，你要给我三步之地的。
Now where am I to take the third step of land?
那么我第三步往哪儿跨呢？
Bali Maharaj said, please put your third step right on my head, please.
Bali Maharaj 就说了，请把你的第三步放在我的头上。
So Vamana put his foot on Bali Maharaj's head.
所以呢，Vamana就把他的这个第三步，他的这个脚放在了Bali Maharaj的头上。
And then Vamana said, you violated, you're a king, and you've given a vow, and you've violated your vow.
然后呢，Vamana就说了，你是一个国王，但是呢，你做出了承诺，但是你却没有办法真正的完成你的承诺。
You promised me three paces of land, and you've given me only two paces of land.
你向我承诺了，可以给我三片地的，但是你只能给我两片地。
So you should now be arrested.
所以你现在要被逮捕。
So he had him bound up with rope, all the way around and around and around, just like a common criminal.
所以呢，Vamana就让人把那个Bali Maharaj就把他完全的就用绳索绑起来，就像别人去捆绑罪犯一样。
And then many persons came to see what had just happened.
而很多人呢，他们就过来围观了，要看看到底发生什么事儿。
And there was a big discussion about whether it was right to bind Bali Maharaj after he surrendered everything to Lord Vamana.
所以呢，他们有这样一个很大的一个讨论，到底应不应该去把巴利马哈把它捆绑起来？有正方有反方在那里讨论。
After everyone debated for some time, Lord Vamana spoke.
那么当大家都在那里辩论了一段时间之后，主Vamana就讲了如下的话。
Lord Vamana said, I just wanted to show to all of you what is the real quality of Bali Maharaj.
主Vamana就说，其实我这一切的发生，我只是想向你们所有的人展示Bali Maharaj的品质。
And here's what the verse says.
所以这就是现在的诗节。
Make it go to the next slide. Make it go to the next slide. Go to the computer and make it go to the next slide.
去电脑，然后呢，去下一个。
Go to the computer and make it go to the next slide.
这个是遥控器不发挥作用了，你直接到下一个投影。I will do that.
Okay.
Seems something wrong.
Here's the translation.
这就是下一个，这就是含义，这个世界的含义。
So read the translation.
那么这个含义是，主对他的奉献者是那么的仁慈，当他经受严厉考验时，主给他需要的力量，让他容忍，并继续做个光荣的奉献者。
Now, Bali Maharaj, Vamana is saying that Bali Maharaj, he was the emperor of the entire universe, and now he has nothing.
那么Vamana, 他就说到了 Bali Maharaj, 他是整个宇宙的帝王，但是呢，顷刻之间，他一切都什么都没有了。
Even there wasn't a battle, he was defeated.
即便在他们在战场上，他也是被打败了。
And then he was arrested.
然后呢，他被这个俘虏了。
And all his friends and relatives left him, abandoned him.
然后呢，他的所有的朋友，他的所有的家人啊，都全部都摒弃了他。
And then he was bound like a common criminal.
然后呢，他就像一个这个囚犯一样，普通的囚犯一样被捆绑起来。
And his spiritual master Shukracharya cursed him.
而他的灵性导师 Shukracharya 呢，也是去诅咒了他。
Despite all of these difficulties,
尽管有那么多的困难
，Bali Maharaj remained fixed in his vow.
Bali Maharaj 仍然忠贞于他的誓言。
And what was his vow?
他的誓言是什么呀
？I give my word that you may have three paces.
我许下诺言，你可以拥有三步之地。
So he never deviated from the truth.
所以他从来没有偏离过真理。
When I spoke about his breaking principles of dharma,
当我讲到了去打破这个宗教原则。
Because he didn't give me three paces of land.
因为呢，瓦姆达德就说了，因为巴利马拉他没有给我三步之地，没有够。
In fact, it was only pretense or so-called violation of dharma.
所以其实呢，主这样说的，其实只是假装说，那其实只是假装的打破了这个宗教原则。
Because he did not give up religious principles.
因为他并没有，就是巴利马哈拉吉并没有去放弃宗教原则。
Rather, he kept his word.
而且呢，他其实是真的是去完成了他的诺言。
So.This is an example of Bali Maharaj being helped by the personality of Godhead. It's described in the purport.
所以呢，这就是在要旨当中所讲述的，就是 Bali Maharaj 是被至尊主所赞扬了。
There was a very severe test of Bali Maharaj that ordinary people would have died.
那么就是当然 Bali Maharaj 他所经历的这样的考验的话是非常严峻的普通的对普通人来说可能他们会死掉了
And Lord Vamana arranged all of that
主 Vamana 呢他安排了所有这些考验
Now why would the Lord put the devotee Bali Maharaj into difficulty
为什么至尊主把 Bali Maharaj 放在这样的困难当中呢
Or in our lives why we're trying to be devotees too why would we be put in any difficulty
或者在我们的生活当中我们也想要成为奉献者为什么至尊主把我们放在困境当中呢
So here's the message that I would like you to receive from this story
接下来呢就是我们就对这个逍遥时光我们要学习的这个教诲
Whenever Krishna tests his devotee with some difficulty
任何时候当 Krishna 想要通过一些困难来考验他的奉献者的时候
Krishna also gives the strength to endure the difficulty
Krishna 也会给这个奉献者力量让他能够去度过这个困难
Difficulties can make you more strong
困难能够让你变得更加的强壮
And it can make you more dependent upon Krishna
能够让你变得更加的依附 Krishna
In this way, Krishna glorifies his devotee.
以这样的方式 ，Krishna 就荣耀了他的奉献者。
Now I'm going to have Gopi Priya translate something that explains, makes reference to this verse to help us understand about loving relationships.
那么接下来呢，我翻译会来给大家把这个，就是关于这个爱的关系的，这一段话呢，会给大家翻译出来。那么 ，so should I also translate the question?
No, just start here.
Okay. 所以我们对一个关系的这个承诺，能够帮助我们去超越这个关系当中所面对的问题或者困扰，并且呢，对两者的关系的两者都能够去赋予他们力量。对于一个受条件限制的有限的个体灵魂来说，去体验或者去经历到困境，这是不可避免的。但是，要去超越，要去征服这个困难。而不是我们要，但是对于我们来说，我们要去超越困难或者征服困难，而不是说去把这个困难放下来。所以当我们要去征服困难的时候，便意味着我们需要非常的就是有规律，或者说我们是一个非常有规律的人，我们需要有勇气，我们需要有智慧，才能真正的去克服困难。所以呢，对我们来说，当我们克服困难之后，我们的这个回报便意味着是我们可以得到成长，并在信任当中，在信赖当中不断的成长。对我们来说呢，我们的问题和纷争或者是矛盾，这不是我们不应该去放弃去面对这些困难和矛盾，与其相反，我们应该把它当做一个很好的机会，去抓住这个机会，去帮助我们去成长。就好像 Krishna 是非常具有玄秘力量的，因此。所以对我们来说呢，当我们面对困难的时候，我们应该承担起责任来，去面对这个困难，去做好这个服务。通过 Krishna 的仁慈，我们就能够非常玄秘的，非常奇妙的，能够去面对这个问题。当我们就能够去度过这个问题。所以这取决于我们是否去主动的承担职责。当至尊主给予我们考验的时候呢，他同时给了我们力量，同时给了我们能力，去跨越这个考验，去度过这个考验。当我们有这个愿望去度过的时候 ，Krishna 就会给我们这个力量和能力。所以在圣典博迦瓦坛第八章二十二节二十九到三十节当中就说到了，主对他的奉献者是那么的仁慈，当他接受严厉考验时，主给他需要的力量，让他容忍并继续做个光荣的奉献者。
So what's the message here?
所以在这里这个刚才讲了什么呀？
In relation to devotee relationships, loving relationships.
也就是说，在奉献者之间的这个爱的关系当中。
When you make a commitment to another person.
当你对其他的人做出承诺的时候。
And the person knows that you're committed to them.
当那个人知道你对他是，就是说你是对他是非常非常负责的。
Those two persons together can pass through all kinds of difficulties.
这两个人在一起，他们就可以去度过任何的困难。
Because there's a strength that comes from Krishna.
因为这是他们拥有来自 Krishna 的力量。
So to keep your commitments to other people is a quality of trustworthiness.
所以呢要让我们去保持对别人的承诺呢也是很重要，对我们来说要建立起自己让自己值得被值得信赖是很重要的。
When we keep our word then other people have it invites persons to invest trust in us.
所以呢这便意味着说当我们去保持承诺的时候就让别人让别人愿意更加多的向我们就是说更加多的去信赖我们。
Can we go to the next slide?
我们能不能去到下一个投影呢？
哦。There, that's the slide.
下一个，对。
把它放到这个位置。
Full screen。
按一下。
点一下。
全屏，点一下。OK。
Yeah, no, no, one.
一个。
Back.
回。
Just one at a time.
向上回去。
That.
向上回去，能回去吗
？Wait, you better sit over there.
我来了。
So our topic is trustworthiness.
我们的主题是信赖。
To have a relationship of love, there must be trust.
我们要有爱的关系的话，便意味着我们要有信任。
And for there to be a relationship of trust, we need to become more trustworthy.
当我们想要去有这样的爱的关系的话，便意味着我们要让自己变得更加值得信赖。
Maybe you could ask yourself, from the perspective of another person, what's it like to be in a relationship with me?
或许你可以去问别人从你的角度来看你觉得你和我的关系是怎么样的呢
And I, am I trustworthy?
我是值得信任的吗
Am I perceived as an individual that others can place their trust in me?
我是不是就是说我是不是一个对你来说我是不是一个值得信赖的人呢
How well do I do in this item?
来看看第一条我做得怎么样呢
I make promises and I make commitments and I keep them.
我就是说我去做出承诺或者说我是很有信用的是吗
What's it like to have a relationship with someone when they say they're going to do such and such a thing, you don't have any confidence they're going to do it.
比如说有些人他说了他就会说我会做什么什么事儿但是这个人说出话来之后呢你其实对他没有什么信心你不就是说你不会有什么信心他真的会完成他的承诺
I'll have a report ready for you in 5 days
我接下来会在5天之内会要从你们这里得到一个报告
and 5 days passes and you don't hear anything from them
在比如说有一个人他就说我5天之内我会给你发个报告但是5天之内你从来没有什么消息都没有
We're going to have a function and someone says, I'll take care of the cooking and they don't show up for the cooking.
比如说我们有一个活动然后这个奉献人说了我会负责烹调但是到那个活动刚到来的时候没有人厨房里一个人都没有。
Or someone says, I'll pick you up for the program and I'll bring my car at 6 o'clock and they don't come until 8 o'clock.
比如说有一个人就说了老师我会带你去参加节目我会来6点钟接你的结果呢6点钟没来8点钟才来
What does that do to the relationship?
这对这个关系产生什么样的影响呢
You don't trust that person
你不再信任这个人了是吗
It's hard to invest confidence that when they say they're going to do something they do something
所以呢当一个人他说他想要他说他要做某一件事情但他却不做到的时候你根本没有办法去信任这个人
So I'm now going to give some scriptural examples of how Krishna and Krishna's devotees are trustworthy
所以呢我现在会给大家一些经典的例证就让大家能够了解 Krishna 和 Krishna 的奉献者都是值得信赖的
So listen carefully
请非常认真地聆听
I'm going to first speak something about a Brahmana who assisted Rukmini.
首先呢，会讲到的是一个婆罗门，他曾经协助过 Rukmini。
Rukmini was one of the principal queens of Krishna in Dwarka.
那么 Rukmini 她是 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的一个主要的皇后。
But before she married Krishna, she was a princess.
那么当她和 Krishna 结婚之前呢，她是一个公主。
She was the daughter of King Bhishmaka.
那么她是国王 Bhishmaka 的女儿。
And Rukmini wanted very much to marry Krishna.
那么 Rukmini 她很想跟 Krishna 结婚。
So she found a trustworthy Brahmana.
所以呢，她又找到了一个非常值得信赖的婆罗门。
To carry a love letter that she had written to Krishna, please come and take me away.
所以呢，就给 Krishna 写了一封情书，然后就跟他说 ，Krishna 呀，请把我抢走吧。
Because Brahmanas are very trustworthy.
因为婆罗门呢，是非常值得信赖的。
Here's another example.
还有另外一个例子。
Bhishma Dev. Grandfather Bhishma.
祖父 Bhishma.
Grandfather Bhishma, when he was young, he made two vows.
祖父 Bhishma, 当他年轻的时候，他发下两个誓言。
One vow was that he would not become king.
一个誓言是他不会去做国王。
And the second vow was that he would not marry.
第二个誓言是他不结婚。
And throughout his life, at great risk, he never married.
所以在他的整个一生当中，即便在任何危机的情况之下，他从来没有去结婚。
Even it was the cause of his own death that he kept his vow. He kept his vow.
即便是他自己面临死亡的时候，甚至就是说，可能是置他于死地，他仍然保持他的誓言。
He even had to fight with Parashuram because he wouldn't break his vow.
他为了去遵守他的誓言，他甚至要和 Parashurama 去打仗。
Do you know that story?
你们知道那个故事吗？
知道。
Anyone would like to hear that story?
有没有人想要听这个故事呢？
Yeah.
Okay. Bhishma Dev learned the art of fighting from Parashuram.
那 Bhishma Dev 呢？他是从 Parashuram 那里学到这个作战的这个技巧的。
So Parashuram was his guru.
所以呢 ，Parashuram 是他的导师。
At least a particular kind of guru, a teacher of the art of military skill.
或者说他这个老师是专门教他如何作战。
But Bhishma Dev had also made a vow that he would not marry.
但 Bhishma Dev 同时也做了一个誓言，就是说他不会去结婚。
So when Bhishma Dev was making arrangements for his younger brother to marry,
所以当 Bhishma Dev 专门为他的这个弟弟去做安排，去安排他结婚的时候，
Bhishma Dev went all the way to South India for the marriage Swayambar ceremony.For three princesses in South India.
所以呢 ，Bhishma Dev 他专门去了南印度去找到了三个公主，然后呢，去做 Swayambhuva.
And all the kings and princes from the area.
然后在那个地方呢，所有的那个地区的所有的公主和王子。
They came together to compete for some contest so that they could marry these beautiful princesses.
所以呢，他们都在那里去不断的去竞争，然后呢，为了能够得到这个这个王子。
And when Bhishma Dev came, they were very surprised.
当 Bhishma Dev 来的时候呢，他们就非常的惊讶。
Because he promised he wouldn't marry.
就是为了去得到公主就是说他们有这样一个选夫大会，然后 Bhishma Dev 去了，他们就非常惊讶。为什么呢？因为 Bhishma Dev 他发誓他只做真守身，他不结婚的。
So he stood up in the assembly.
所以他就从这个所有的观众当中站起来。
And he declared to all the kings and other princes in the assembly.
他向所有的这些王子和所有的人来宣布。
I'm going to take all three sisters with me.Back to Hastinapur, and if you want to fight with me, go right ahead.
然后他就说了，我准备把这三位公主全部带回哈斯提纳普尔，如果有人不同意的话，我们现在就可以作战。
So he put them on his chariot and started to drive away.
所以他就把这三位公主放到他的战车上，就把他们开，就把他们带走了。
And the kings pursued in their chariot, and there was a big battle.
然后所有其他的国王啊，其他的这个王子，他们在后面追，他们在那打那一场打仗。
And single-handedly, Bhishma Dev defeated all the kings.
Bhishma Dev 他一个人就把所有其他的国王王子全部打败。
So he brought the three sisters to Hastinapur.
然后他把这三位公主的这个姊妹把他们带到了 Hastinapur.
And marriage arrangements were being made to marry his younger brother, Vichitravirya.
那么然后呢，他就安排就这三个公主呢和他的弟弟来结婚 ，Vichitravirya.
The elder of the three sisters. Confided in grandfather Bhishma, I've already given my heart to somebody else.
然后呢，这位公主，这三个公主，有一个就最年长的这个公主，她就说了，其实她就跟那个 Bhishma Dev 敞开心扉说，其实呢，我的心已经另有所属了。
I've exchanged letters with Shalva, and he wants to marry me, and I want to marry him.
我已经和 Shalva 呢，我们有那个书信的联系，我想跟他结婚，他想跟我结婚。
And there was this arrangement at my Swayamvar ceremony. Shalva was going to take my hand in marriage.
所以呢，当我在选夫大会的时候，原来是有计划的 ，Shalva 会来，然后呢，会把我娶走的。
But you took away all three sisters. Now what to do?
现在你们把我们三个人全部给带来了，现在怎么办呢？
So Bhishma Dev said, "No problem. You can go back and marry Shalva."
然后 Bhishma Dev 就说没问题，把你送回去，你跟 Shalva 结婚呗。
So she was very happy.
所以呢，这个公主就很高兴。
But when she went back to marry Shalva,
当她回到家里要跟 Shalva 结婚。
Shalva said, "No, I can't marry you now. You've been touched by another man."
Shalva 说，不行不行，我现在不能跟你结婚了，因为你已经被其他男人触碰过了。
So you have to go back and be with Bhishma Dev or Vichitravirya, but I can't be married to you.
所以呢，你现在还是回去吧。你要么和 Bhishma Dev 在一起，要么和 Vichitravirya 在一起。你不能回来了。
So Amba was her name. Amba was.Very, very broken-hearted.
所以呢，这个公主她的名字叫安巴啊，她的心都碎了。
She couldn't marry Vichitravirya. She couldn't marry Shalva. She didn't know what to do.
啊，然后呢，她又不能跟 Vichitravirya 结婚，也不能跟 Shalva 结婚，她不知道该怎么办了。
And she couldn't go back and live with her father. She was too embarrassed.
而她也不能回到她的父母亲那里，再回到这个宫殿里面，这样就太尴尬了。
So she decided to go into the forest, undergo austerities, and just give up her life.
所以呢，她就决定她要去到森林，然后去做苦行，然后在那里结束她的生命。
And some sages found her in that condition in the forest.
然后呢，有一些圣人就在森林里面发现了她。
And they said, "Well, you shouldn't give up your life. You can come and stay. There's some ladies' place, and you can stay over there."
啊，然后啊，这个圣人就对这个安巴说了，你呢不应该这样做苦行，你可以去到一些啊，就是女子的居住的地方，你可以在那里居住。
And she was pleading with them, "I want to take revenge with Bhishma Dev. He's destroyed my life."
所以呢，这个公主她就说了，我要复仇啊，因为 Bhishma Dev 他毁了我的一生，我要复仇。
It's a long story. She met different sages who made different recommendations.
当然，后来呢，就是这个公主她在森林里面遇到了很多不同的圣人，然后不同的圣人给她不同的建议。
And one of those sages was an associate of Parashuram.
然后呢，有一个圣人呢，他是跟 Parashuram 是有联系的。
And they took her to Parashuram. She told her whole story, and Parashuram said.Bhishma Dev is my disciple. I'll speak with him.
啊，所以呢，这个圣人就把这个公主带到 Parashuram 那里，然后 Parashuram 就说了 ，Bhishma Dev 是我的学生啊，然后就是这个公主呢，就把这个故事讲给了她所有的发生的经历讲给了 Parashuram 听。Parashuram 他就非常愤慨，他就说 ，Bhishma Dev 他是我的学生，我要去跟他说这件事情，我要问你说讨个理。
And Amba was very happy. Bhishma Dev is going to get it from Parashuram. He's going to get punishment.
所以呢，安巴他就很高兴，他就想着说，Bhishma Dev 他会从他的老师，他的灵性导师 Parashuram 那里呢，就是会给他一个教训。
Parashuram then requested Bhishma Dev to come see him.
所以 Parashuram 呢，他就要求 Bhishma Dev 去见他。
And Bhishma Dev came.
Bhishma Dev 呢，他就来了。
And Parashuram said, "Look what you've done to this girl. Now she can't marry anybody because you've touched her. So you should marry her."
然后呢，法师就说了：“你看这个公主，这个女孩啊，她你既然把她搞得那么两难，跟谁都结不了婚。那现在这样吧，既然她跟谁都结不了婚，你跟她结婚。
”Bhishma Dev said, "I can't marry her. I've given a vow that I won't marry."
Bhishma Dev 说：“我不能跟她结婚啊，我已经发下誓言了，我不结婚的。”
You should marry her, or if you don't marry her, then you'll have to engage in battle against me.
然后呢，这个他的老师 Parashurama 是说了，要么你跟这个女孩结婚，要么你就跟我作战。
Bhishma Dev said, "I can't break my vow, and so we'll have battle together."
Bhishma Dev 就说了，我不能去打破我的誓言，那么我们就作战吧。
And the battle should take place in the sacred place. They went to Kurukshetra.
那么这个战争呢，应该是在一个神圣的地方进行的，所以他们就到了库卢之野。
For something like 40 days, there was a battle day and night, and one could not defeat the other.
他们大概打了40天，两个人都没有办法去分出胜负来。
Parashuram is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord.
Parashuram 是至尊主的这个化身之一耶。
But Bhishma Dev was so powerful.
但是 Bhishma Dev 他是那么的有力量。
So one voice from the sky came to Parashuram saying, "You won't be able to defeat Bhishma Dev. He's a great Vasu."
那么然后呢，突然之间就在天空当中有一个声音就回荡，就对 Parashuram 说了一句话，他说啊，你是不可能征服 Bhishma Dev 的，因为啊，他是一个伟大的 Vasu。
So the next morning Parashuram came up to the battlefield and said, "I'm not going to fight anymore."
然后第二天 Parashuram 他就去到了战场，是白天早上清晨的时候，他对 Bhishma Dev 说啊，我不会再跟你作战了。
And Bhishma Dev put down his weapons.
Bhishma Dev 也把他的这个武器放下。
Fell at the feet of Parashuram.
然后跪倒在他的Parashuram 的足下。
He said, "I can't break my vow."
他说我就是没有办法，我不能去打破我的誓言。
And one who gives their word and won't break their word, that person is a trustworthy individual.
所以一个人他许下承诺，并且从不去打破他的承诺的话，这是一个值得信赖的人。
So be very careful what you commit to do.
所以啊，你要非常非常小心的去意识到你承诺的是什么。
But when you make a commitment, keep the commitment.
当你做出承诺之后，你就应该去履行你的承诺。
And if you think that you have some difficulty in keeping your commitment, think of Bhishma Dev.
当你觉得你没有办法去履行承诺，或者履行承诺遇到困难的时候，你应该冥想着 Bhishma Dev。
We'll make another example from scripture.
然后呢，在经典上还有另外一个例子。
Hanuman made a vow.
上次。Hanuman 是做了这样一个誓言。
What was Hanuman's vow?
Hanuman 的誓言是什么呢？
Hanuman made a vow that he would find Sita.
Hanuman 的誓言是他会找到 Sita.
So it would confirm that all... No, one down.
再按一次。
It would confirm that Sita is still alive.
他要确认 Sita 仍然活着。
And all the armies of Ram can come and rescue Sita.
那么所有的就是这个所有的军队到时候呢都可以去到那里，然后把 Sita 解救出来。
So he went all the way to Lanka with one big giant leap.
所以呢Hanuman 呢他就跨了一大步就去到了兰卡。
And he found the kingdom of Ravana.
他就找到了 Ravana 的Ravana 的这个国家。
And he searched the entire palace and the whole city of Ravana's kingdom in Lanka.
然后呢，他就在整个兰卡，就 Ravana 他整个的城里面去寻找。
And after searching everywhere,
当他寻找了任何所有的地方，
he couldn't find Sita.
他找不到 Sita.
Did he become discouraged?
他有没有被气馁呢？
Do you ever have circumstances in life where you're trying to accomplish something for Krishna and it's just not happening?
你有没有碰到过一些情况，就在你的生活当中或者当你的服务当中，你想要为 Krishna 做一些服务，但是呢，碰到了一些阻挠，或者是有一些挑战，始终没有办法达成你想要去为 Krishna 做好的这个服务，有没有这种状况呢？
Think of Hanuman.
想着 Hanuman.
There's Hanuman.On top of one of the walls of the big palace.
Ah, Hanuman 在整个兰卡城的最高的这个宫殿的顶上。
And he said to himself, "I've made a vow that I would find Sita."
Ah, 他对他自己说，我许下了诺言，我一定要找到 Sita.
I can't go back saying I couldn't find her.
我不能空着手回去，对主 Rama 说我找不到她。
So his determination became doubled.
所以呢，他的这个决心变得双倍的决心了。
And he searched again.
他再次去寻找。
And finally, he found Sita in the Ashok Garden.
最终呢，他在 Ashok 花园里面找到了 Sita.
Then there's another scriptural example.
还有另外一个经典的这个例证。
Ram was searching for Sita.
Ram 在寻找 Sita.
And he and Lakshman came to.Rishimukh Mountain.
他和 Lakshman 就去到了 Rishimukh 山。
And there he found Sugriva and Hanuman.
在那里他找到了 Sugriva 和 Hanuman.
So they made a friendship.
所以呢，他们就交了朋友。
This is a very beautiful part of Ramayana.
这是 Ramayana 当中的一个非常美妙的这样一幕。
They built a fire and made vows with grains in the fire. We will commit to one another and help one another.Achieve our purposes. Our both their wives were missing.
所以呢，就是他们就专门去点起了很大的火焰，然后呢，他们向火焰投入祭祀的东西，然后他们许下诺言说，我们结盟，然后呢，我们一起要去找到这个主 Rama 的妻子。
Because Ram upholds his vow.
因为呢 ，Ram upholds his
vow. Ram upholds.He maintains.
因为主 Rama 他完成了他的承诺。
There's another story about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
还有另外一个故事是关于 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
It's about mangoes. Do you know the story?
你们这是关于芒果的，大家知道这个故事吗？
Bhakti Siddhanta's father was Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的父亲是 Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
One time, when Bhakti Vinod was just a young boy, 3 or 4 years old,
有一次，当 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, 他是 Bhaktisiddhanta 只是三四岁的小男孩的时候，
even younger than you,
甚至比你还小，
he took a mango that hadn't been offered and he ate it.
然后呢，他就拿了一个芒果，这个芒果呢是没有被供奉的，他就把这个芒果给吃下去了。
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur found out.
然后后来 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 他就发现了。
And Bhakti Vinod said to his son.
Bhakti Vinod 就对他的儿子说。
Oh, this isn't very good.
这不太好。
The mango was meant to be offered to the deity, and you ate it before it was offered to the deity.
芒果应该是被供奉给神像的，供奉完了才能吃，是应该先供奉给神像。
This is not good.
这不好。
So the young boy, Bhaktisiddhanta, said, I take a vow, I will not eat mango for the rest of my life because I'm an offender to the deity.
然后这个小 Bhaktisiddhanta 这三四岁的小男孩，他就做出承诺说，现在发誓，我这一辈再也不吃这芒果了，因为我做出了这样的冒犯。
So for the rest of his life, Bhaktisiddhanta never ate mango.
所以在他的余生 ，Bhaktisiddhanta 从来没有再吃芒果。
As a sannyasi and a great acharya.
作为一个 sannyasi 以及伟大的 acharya 就是伟大的先贤灵性导师
sometimes his disciples would offer mango to him
有时候他的门徒会去给他供奉芒果
and he would say no I can't eat mango. I'm an offender.
啊，他会说不，我不能吃芒果，因为我是一个冒犯者。
He was just a little boy.
当时他只是一个小男孩而已。
3-4 years old.
三四岁呀。
But because he spoke, I will never eat mango. He kept his word.
但是因为他说了啊，他永远不，他这一生永远不吃芒果，所以呢，他始终保持他的诺言。
And what does that say about the kind of trust that you can place in Bhakti Siddhanta?
所以呢，我们可以看到，就是我们可以 Bhakti Siddhanta 他所做的榜样，让我们看到他是那么的值得信任。
He gave his word, so he'll keep his word.
啊，他把他许下了诺言，然后呢，他保持他的诺言。
Now, I have many other stories.
当然，我还有很多其他的故事。
But now I'm going to ask you.
但是呢，接下来我要问大家。
Can you think of some stories from the scripture, examples from the scripture, that show the quality of trustworthiness?
啊，大家有没有人能够想到在经典当中啊有这样的例证，就是说啊是值得信赖的，或者就是说一个值得信赖这样例子
？An example of you speak, you keep your word.
也就是说啊这样一个例子，就是说一个人他说了什么啊，然后呢他保持诺言。依旧可以向上，依旧可以，只要一。
It's too distracting. He can't do it. Just leave it alone.
就这样吧。
Right, Krishna. So.
好，我们来看一看回答问题。
Any examples from scripture?
回答问题，经典中的例证，就是有什么例子可以证明，就是说任何的人他许下了誓言，然后呢，他在任何情况下他都不会打破他的誓言。
Don't pay attention to the board. Pay attention.
不要看这里，不要看它，不要看白板。我们要听你们说。
Rama 他就是他的父亲，他的父亲。
Speak loud.
说的响一点，让大家都能听到你的中文。
Rama 说是，他就到森林里去修那个苦行14年。
Can you hear her back there?
他没有打破他的
誓言。等一会儿啊，我们最后一位能够听到吗？在那里。
Rama， 他说他为了父亲，他没有打破他的誓言。他从森林里苦修了14年。
To go to forest to have
yes.
austerity for 14 years.
Could you hear back there?
你们能够听到吗？后面的奉献者。
Say it. You say it.
啊，那么主Rama他发下了誓言，就是为了他的父亲发下誓言，去森林14年，然后呢，他完美的履行了他的这个誓言，从来没有打破。
Very good.
非常好。
Lord Ram kept the word of his father.
主 Rama 的他就是去为了去履行他父亲许下的诺言。
Because this is a quality of Ram and also Krishna. When the devotee makes a promise, Krishna and Ram uphold the promise.
那么所以呢，这就是说，因为主 Rama 的父亲他也是奉献者。当这个他的父亲许下诺言的时候，主 Rama 他也为了他的父亲去完成他父亲的诺言。
Can anybody think of Krishna upholding the word of his devotee?
有没有任何的人可以给我们举例子 ？Krishna 把去就是说去让他的奉献者去完成他的奉献者的诺言呢？
Can you think of an example?
有没有人可以想到任何的例子呢
？Narada cursed the two sons of Kuvera.
Narada 他诅咒了库贝拉的两个儿子。
That they should take birth as trees.
他应该是他们应该投身为树。
In the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj.
在 Nanda Maharaj 的院子里面，向上，只要保留一就可以了。就可以了，不要动就可以了。
So, Narada said, "But Krishna will deliver you."
Narada 说 ，Krishna 会拯救你。
He just spoke those words. Krishna will deliver you.
然后他就说 ，Krishna 会拯救你。
So Krishna was a little baby in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj.
所以当时呢 ，Krishna 他就在 Nanda Maharaj 的院子里，他是一个小小婴儿。
And Krishna considered, "I have to uphold the word."
Krishna 就Krishna 就想着说，我得去完成我的奉献者的誓言。
My devotee Narada gave his word.
我的奉献者 Narada 已经说过，已经许下这个诺言了。
So I have to deliver these two sons of Kuvera, and he knocked over the trees.
所以他就想着说，我得去啊，我得去拯救这个 Kuvera 的两个儿子。所以呢，他就把这棵孪生的 Arjuna 树呢，把它给拉倒了。
What about Lord Nrisingadev?
主内辛哈德又怎么样呢
？Did he uphold the word of his devotee？
他有没有去啊？他有没有实现了他的奉献者的诺言呢？
是。Yes。
是的。
How did that? Who knows that story？
有人知道这个故事吗？啊
？Hiranyakashipu was in the forest。
Hiranyakashipu 在森林里面。
And he was undergoing austerities。
他在森林里做苦行。
And Brahma came。
然后婆罗罗摩来了。
And Brahma said, what is it that you would like as the fruit of your austerity?
婆罗罗摩就问他说，你做苦行是希望达到什么成果呢？
I will not be killed in the day or the night.
我不能被在白天被杀，也不能在夜晚被杀。
I won't be killed inside or outside.
我在里面和外面都不能被杀。
I won't be killed by any man or beast.
我不能被任何人类或动物去杀害。
Or any weapon made by man.
任何人所制造的武器都不能伤害我。
And he gave so many conditions.
所以他给了那么多的条件。
And Brahma made his promise.
然后婆罗诃摩他就给了他这个祝福。
So Nrisingadev upheld the word of Lord Brahma.
所以呢，就Nrisingadev他就去实现了主婆罗诃摩给予Hiranyakashipu 的这个诺言。
He appeared in such a way that he kept Brahma's word and still killed Hiranyakashipu.
所以呢，他以这样一种方式，这样一种形象来展现，就是他既实现了婆罗诃摩的诺言，同时又把 Hiranyakashipu 给杀了。
He appeared just as the sun was setting.
他正好就在黄昏的时候出现了。
So it was neither day nor night.
所以这又不是白天，又不是黑夜。
And he appeared on the veranda of the palace, neither inside nor outside.
然后呢，他就显现在这个门槛上，门槛的这里，他既不是里面，又不是外面。
And Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed in the sky, or the land, or the sea. So it was on the lap of the Supreme Lord.
然后呢，Hiranyakashipu他没有在天空当中被杀，也没有在地面上被杀。他是在至尊主的大腿上被杀。
He was not to be killed by any man-made weapon, so it was the nails of the Supreme Lord.
然后呢，他的这个就是黑暗克西普，他是不能被就是任何人为的武器所杀。
He was not to be killed.
所以呢，黑暗克西普用他的指甲把就那辛哈德用他的指甲把黑暗克西普给杀了。
He was not to be killed by any man or beast, so he became half man, half lion.
然后呢，黑暗卡西普他是不能被任何的人或任何的动物所杀，所以呢，主内辛哈雷他就以半人半狮的形象来显现。
In this way, Lord Nrisingadev upholds the word of his devotee.
因此，以这样的方式呢，主内辛哈雷他就保留了，或者去他就实现了他奉献者许下的诺言。
So if you give your word, keep your word, and Krishna will help you keep your word.
如果你发下誓言，那么你就应该去履行你的诺言，因为Krishna 他会帮助你来履行诺言的。
Any other examples?
有没有其他的例证？
Shakshi Gopal, you know that story.
大家有没有知道 Shakshi Gopal?
The deity of Gopal in Vrindavan.
那么这个神像呢，是在 Vrindavan 的一个神像。
It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know the story?
这是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经当中描述的。大家知道这个故事吗？
It's another example of Krishna in his deity form going all the way from Vrindavan thousands and thousands of miles walking to uphold the word of his devotee.
所以呢，这也是 Krishna 他就是为了去完成他奉献者的诺言，他从 Vrindavan 走了很多很多公里的路去为了实现他奉献者的诺言。
So that deity of Gopal that used to be in Vrindavan is now somewhere in Orissa.
所以呢，这就是为什么原先在 Vrindavan 的这个 Gopa 的这个神像，现在在 Orissa。
He's a big deity.
这是一个很大的神像。
And he walked all the way.
所以呢，他整个的就从 Vrindavan 一直走到 Orissa 去了。
To uphold the word of his devotee.
为了去实现他的奉献者的诺言。
There's so many other examples.
当然有那么多的例证。
But time is continuing to move. So,
但是我们的时间一直在走动，时光流逝。
This is an example. If you all get together and discuss qualities of a devotee.
所以呢，这就是我一个例证，可以让大家可以作为例子的，就是说，当我们大家奉献者连在一起联谊的时候，我们也可以这样做。
And think of different examples from the scripture that exemplify that quality of a devotee.
我们可以去想说，比如说，作为一个奉献者，我们应该具备什么样的品质？然后呢，我们可以去找到一些例证。
It will provide a relationship where Krishna is in the center.
这可以来帮助我们，让我们建立起这样一种人际关系，以 Krishna 为中心的人际关系。
So I'm encouraging you, please do that.
所以呢，我在这里鼓励大家，请大家来这样做。
Now back to this quality up here.
好，让我们再一次回到这第一项品质。
You will become a trustworthy person.
你会成为一个值得信赖的人。
If you keep your promises,
如果你保持承诺。
And you make commitments, you fulfill your commitments.
如果你承诺，然后你完成你的承诺。
How do we apply this problem practically in our lives so that we can become more trustworthy?
我们怎么样能够把这样一个品质能够真正的在我们的生活当中去运用，能够让我们真正的变得值得信赖呢？
And because if we become more trustworthy, we'll encourage more loving relationships in the devotee community.
因为当我们变得更加值得信赖的时候，我们就会赢在奉献者团队当中赢得更多的爱的关系。
So how can we do this? Can you give some practical examples?
所以说我们怎么能够做到呢？大家可不可以给我们一些实际的例子呢？
Something that you can do, not something that others should do.
也就是说，你可以举一些例子，你自己可以做到的例子，而不要指着别人的鼻子说他应该这样做，他应该那样做。
This is where you really make advancement.
这就是你们大家可以得到进步的方法。
Apply teachings.To your life.
也就是说，把教导去真真正的去运用于实践。
Any thoughts?
大家有没有什么想法吗
？You're all silent.
你们都很安静。
Is it not possible to do this? Is it too difficult?
是不是太困难了呀？做到这一点，啊？
I'm going to wait until somebody volunteers a suggestion.
我会一直等，等到你们有人志愿者愿意给我们分享。
我昨天问那个组长的事情，我给那个副组长建议，我说希望他们两个组长。我说我呢就退出这个副组长的这个职务，但是有一点，我不是为你做，为副组长，只要副组长有空，我会就会来的。我已经许他誓言，我为这个已经现在刚想了，要不再不能拒绝，一定要干这个想法。
So yesterday I talked to Panchatantra Prabhu. I told him that I won't be able to do the vice group leader and the assisting to be the assisting group leader, but I will whatever service you want me to do, I will do whatever you want me to do. So this is what happened yesterday.
Okay.
So now when we learn this this quality, I think I should definitely keep my words. Whatever Panchatantra Prabhu asked me to do, I will definitely do it.
Well, let me comment on this.
好，让我给你让我做一些评价对你这个发言。
In the course of my devotional service,
在我的奉献服务的历程当中
，there are many things that are expected of me.
那么就是就是说我很多人都期待我做很多的服务。
So I don't always say yes. to every new thing that somebody asks me to do.
也就是说，通常情况下，啊，当别人当其他的奉献者要求我去做一些新的服务的时候，我并不总会说好的，好的，好的。
But when I say yes, I'm going to do it. I do it.
但是如果我答应他，我会我承诺他我会做这个服务的话，我一定会去做好。
And I'll give an example of some reason of why I may say to someone it's been too difficult.
啊，然后呢，我会给你一个例，给你一些具体的情况。为什么有时候我会跟别人说啊？你要我做这样服务，对我来说太困难了。
I was in the middle of our GBC meeting in Mayapur. I had a medical problem, and they took me to the hospital.
当时呢，我是在 Mayapur， 在 GBC 的会议中，会 GBC 进行会议的中间的时候，我就被带到了医院里面去。
I've never been in a hospital before.
我以前从来没去过医院。
Not as a patient, anyways.
也就是说，我从来没有以一个病人的身份去医院。
So there were lots of things that I had committed to do, but I couldn't do.
所以呢，有很多的我承诺的事情，我承诺下来的服务，我做不了在医院里面。
One of the things that I'd like to do and commit to do is keep up with correspondence and communication.
那么有一件事情呢，我很喜欢去做，并且我承诺去做的，就是说我会保，就是说时时刻刻保持通讯联系的。
I didn't even open my computer for 2 weeks.
我在那个时候，我是两周都没有打开我的电脑。
And when I opened my computer and took my mail, there were so many mails it was too much.
啊，所以当我把电脑再一次两周后再打开电脑的时候，有那么多的电子邮件，我根本没有办法去面对太多了。
So I made a little form letter and said, "I'm very sorry. I didn't even read your letter. If there's something essential in it." That needs some response. Let me know because otherwise I can't answer all this mail.
所以呢，我就是说啊，写了一封格式的信，格式化的信，我就发给所有人的，就是就是说我很抱歉。那么因为就是因为这样的情况，我没有办法目前来说积累那么多的邮件，我没有办法回复所有的邮件。如果你的邮件内容是非常重要的，而且还没有解决，并且是非常非常关键的话。那么你可以再联系我，因为我没有办法来回复以往的所有的邮件。
So if something practically arises that makes it not possible to fulfill something, then you explain to the other party, I can't do it at this particular timeline. I'll try to do it in another timeline, but my daughter was sick, or my car broke down, or something unexpected happened.Now I can't fulfill that timeline, but I'll do it with another timeline. Please excuse me.
所以呢，就是说有时候可能我们也有自己一些特殊情况，比如说我的女儿生病了，或者我的家人有什么事情，有什么状况，可能我未必能够马上去实现我的诺言。但是我们要澄清这个状况，并且呢，我们可以跟他说，现在可能我现在没有办法做到，但是呢，我会在接下来我会去以什么样的时段之内我会去完成。
So it's okay to go back to the person you made the commitment to and let them know it's my experience is it's very difficult to fulfill this commitment.
所以呢，就是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们也可以去对那个我们许下诺言的人去跟他澄清我们遇到了一些困难，然后呢去做，就是说去告诉他我们所遇到的困难，并且呢就是说去能够去做相应的调整。
But if they hold you to the commitment, then keep the commitment.
但是如果他盯着你说你许下诺言了，你不能打破诺言，那么你就必须去执行。
Because it's a relationship.
因为这是关系。
There may be something very much, there may be a lot of pressure on the other person, and they really need your help, even if it's difficult.
因为可能对对方来说，他可能已经承担了很多的压力，所以说呢，如果你不去履行你的承诺的话呢，对他来说会制造很多的困难。
But at least go back to the other person and express your difficulty.
但至少呢，你可以回到另外你可以去找到对方，然后呢，把你的这个困难告诉他。
But making a commitment and then just not doing, it really damages trust. And it damages relationships. That's the point.
当如果一个人他许下了诺言而不去做的话，那么这真的是会破坏两个人的关系。
Okay.
好吗？
Any other application point?
有没有其他的人有任何的就是实怎么样去实践的想法
？Okay.
我分享了。在这个奉献服务这个路上一路走过来，以前呢在外地，那是我们遇到过很多事情。当时呢，他们有些人都在给我们很多诱惑嘛。你只要去那里来，给你立马做婆罗门启迪啊之类的。当时我自己就告诉他，我们在这个启迪的时候呢，我们发过誓言的，在对我来讲呢，一日为师，终身是父。他说你这条路走不下去，我说走不下去呢，将来我自己在家里去，我也不可能跟着你们到处跑。但是事实证明呢，我们奉爱之路是越走越宽，有时候呢就是累了可以歇一下，但是起来以后继续走，我就是这种。
So she has a comment. She said on the path of the devotional service that sometimes other people from other group they will tell us come here, come here, we give you second initiation. I told them that I won't move because I already have my own spiritual master, I promised. So I won't change my mind. And even though there's any difficulty, therefore on the path of devotional service, sometimes we have difficulty. Sometimes maybe we can take some rest and then continue. But we should never break our promise. And in fact, my experience is that Bhakti Yoga or Krishna Consciousness movement is really the right choice, and the path is more and more wide, and it shows me it's the right choice.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Okay.
好。
We're going to go to the next one.
好，下一个。
Panchatattva.
下一条。
Number two.Okay, so supposing in the course of your devotional service you make a mistake.
比如说在你的奉献服务当中你犯了错误。
Anybody here ever make a mistake?
在座的任何人有没有犯过错误呀？
有。
Can anybody say they've never made a mistake?
有没有人可以说他从来没有犯过错误？
没有。
We all make mistakes.
我们大家都犯错，是不是？
So what happens if you make a mistake and you don't acknowledge the mistake?
如果你犯了错误，但你却意识不到自己的错误的话，会发生什么呢？
And you don't apologize after making the mistake.
也就是说你就不会去在你犯错之后你就不会去道歉了。
What does that do to the trust in the relationship?
所以就当两个人之间发生这样的情况的话，对两人之间的这个信任会发生什么呢？信任度。
It makes it very weak.
就变得信任非常低了，对吧？
对。
It's easy to see it in other people.
我们很容易看到别人的问题。
They make a mistake and they won't acknowledge that they made a mistake.
他们犯了错误，然后我们会看到别人犯了错误，然后呢，他没有意识到。
We don't feel very good about that experience.
我们对这样的事情呢，感到很糟糕。
But what about ourselves?
但我们自己又怎么样呢？
Do we make mistakes?
我们犯错吗？
Yes.
Yes.
And do we acknowledge when we make a mistake and go to the other person and say, I made a mistake, I'm very sorry.
我们有没有去意识，当我们意识到自己犯错，然后我们是不是能够有勇敢的向别人去，对别人去承认说，对不起，我犯错了。
Making a mistake is okay.
犯错是可以的。
Because we're human.
因为我们是人。
There's a British saying that says, to err is human.To make errors is human. To forgive is divine.
To make an error is human, and to forgive
is divine.
Okay. 所以呢，犯错是就是犯错是人之常情，但是你去 你去宽恕别人呢，这是很神圣的品质。
So when you make a mistake, acknowledge the mistake and go to the other person, whoever is affected, and say, I made a mistake, I'm very sorry.
所以当你犯错误了，当你意识到你的错误，那么你就应该去勇敢地 走到对方的面前，去跟他说，我很抱歉，我犯了这个错。
And if you do like that, you become worthy of others' trust in you.
如果你这样做的话呢，你就让自己去配得对，去让自己值得去配得到对方对你的信任。
Even you make mistakes.
即便你犯错。
So don't pretend you don't make mistakes.
所以呢，不要假装啊，你没犯错。
And don't make the same mistakes again and again.
但是呢，不要去同一个错误不断的去犯同样的错误，也不好。
Learn from the mistake and move forward.
从错误中学习，然后不断前进。
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you for some examples from Scripture.
所以呢，现在我会向大家去询问一些在经典当中的例证。
Examples that show this quality of acknowledging mistakes and asking for forgiveness.
也就是说，有任何的例证，它可以证明，就是说这个主人公他犯了错误，发现了自己的错误，并且为这个错误道歉。
Can you think of any examples?
能不能想到任何的例证呢？举手。
朱如阿妈的妈妈就是。
等一会儿。
朱如阿妈的妈妈，她就说她错了，她给她的如阿妈说，让她这个是。
The mother asked for forgiveness from after.
Say it loud, everyone can hear.
那么，这位奉献者他给大家的这个经典的例证，就是说主 Rama 的母亲啊，他在主 Rama 流放14年之后，主动的向主 Rama 去请求他的宽恕，去向他道歉，去承认错误，向他道歉。非常好。
Any other scriptural examples?
有没有其他的来自经典的例证？
Recognizing a mistake and asking for forgiveness for the mistake.
也就是这个主人公他发现了自己的错误，并且去承认错误，为此而道歉。
What about Lord Indra?
主 Indra 怎么样？
Govardhan Puja.
Govardhan Puja 是不是崇拜 Govardhana 山？
Who knows that example?
有人知道那个例子吗？有人知道吗？这个例子， Govardhana 山的例子。
Please raise your hand because I know you know the answer.
让大家知道 Govardhana 山的这个逍遥时光的人举手。
Please tell the story.
请告诉我们这个故事好吗？
What's the example?
这个例子是什么呀？
Please share with us.
跟我们分享一下。
因为这个是慧生小慧生娜的故事。当时呢，慧生娜的父亲他们就是崇拜半神人，希望半神人就是庇护他们，给他们非常好的雨水，能够有好的收成，有茂盛的青草，就是牛吃呀，这里有好的食物。后来，慧生娜就。跟他父亲说，就说，你们不要崇拜半身人，你们应该崇拜，乌尔丹山这样的。而他父亲当时不同意，但是在奎什纳的说服下呢，他的父亲最后就同意了。他们为乌尔丹山举行了盛大的祭祀仪式。那个英卓当时呢就非常的生气，就是发怒了，就是。下了7天7夜的大雨，为了保护哥尔丹山的居民，这个小慧生娜用她的小指头举起了哥尔丹山，像一把伞一样保护着她的这个居民啊。后来最后因着意识到，是慧生娜是至宗主在保护哥尔丹山的居民。
So Indra made a mistake.
所以英者他犯了错误，对吧？
对。
And then he came before Krishna.
最终他来到 Krishna 面前。
And he acknowledged his mistake and asked for forgiveness.
他意识到他的错误，然后呢向 Krishna 祈求原谅。
Yes.
是吗
Yes?
是吗?
Okay.
好。
Here's what Indra said.
啊，在这里我可以跟大家分享 Indra 他所说的话。
Engrossed in pride over my ruling power.
啊，我充满着这样的啊，我满是骄傲，然后总是想着去控制别人。
Ignorant of your majesty.
然后呢，啊，我根本不知道您的至尊地位。
I offended you.
啊，我冒犯了您。
Oh Lord, may you forgive me.
哦，主啊，请原谅我。
My intelligence was bewildered.
我的智性被迷惑了。
But never let my consciousness never again be so impure.
但永远不要让我的这个知觉状态变得这么的不纯净。
There's another example of a devotee being offended.
还有另外一个例子，就是当一个奉献者被冒犯的时候。
Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish.
Durvasa Muni 他冒犯了 Ambarish.
You know that story.
大家知道这个故事吗？
Durvasa Muni was a great yogi.
Durvasa Muni 是伟大的瑜伽师。
And he came to visit King Ambarish.
他去拜访国王 Ambarish.
And that particular morning when he came, Ambarish was about to break Ekadasi fast.
所以呢，在那个早上 ，Ambarish 他就正准备去破戒呢。
So Ambarish said, "Please, you break the fast first. This is a great honor. You've come to my palace."
所以呢 ，Ambarish 就说了啊，请嗯，很我很高兴来的，你来到这个宫殿里面，我正要准备要去破戒呢，这是我的荣幸来接待你。
Durvasa replied, "I'm a Brahmana."
Durvasa 就回答说，我是婆罗门。
I can't eat before bathing in the morning.
啊，我不能在早上沐浴之前吃东西。
So I'll go take my bath in the sacred river.
所以呢，我会去圣河沐浴。
And then when I come back, I'll break the fast with you.
然后当我回来的时候呢，我就会和你一起来破戒。
But Durvasa Muni was gone for a long time.
但是呢 ，Durvasa Muni 他去了很久。
And the time for breaking the Ekadasi fast was about to be finished.
但是呢，啊，这个要破戒的时间几乎就要到了。
So the Brahmanas advised Maharaj Ambarish, just drink a little palmful of Charanamrita.
所以婆罗门们他们就建议啊，这些就建议 Ambarish 国王呢啊，你就可以喝一些水，就可以破戒了。
And this way you'll break the fast and not break the fast.
那么这样的话呢，你既打破了你的戒食，但呢也不算真正打破戒食。
So that's what Ambarish did.
这就是 Ambarish 所做的。
And Durvasa Muni came back.
然后呢 ，Durvasa Muni 他就回来了。
And he was very angry.
他非常的生气。
You broke the fast before me.
啊，你在我的面前居然打破了誓言，啊，居然去破戒了。
Big offense.
就是巨大的冒犯。
I curse you.
我诅咒你。
And he created a fiery demon that was directed by Durvasa to kill Ambarish.
所以呢，他这个 Durvasa Muni 他就创造了这样一个。啊，这个恶魔，然后呢，浑身是火，他就在那儿追 Ambarish 要去杀了他。
So Sudarshan Chakra came and killed the fiery demon, and then started chasing Durvasa Muni.
然后呢，苏丹山恰款那个神蝶就来了，就把那个啊这个恶魔给杀了。然后呢，这个神蝶就去追 Durvasa Muni 那个婆罗门了。
And Durvasa Muni went all the way to Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and even Lord Vishnu.And they all sent him back to go offer apology to Durvasa Muni.
所以呢，所以呢 ，Durvasa Muni 他就，他就非常惶恐，他就逃啊逃，逃到主西瓦那里，逃到婆罗诃摩那里，甚至逃到主维修那里。但他们三个人都给他建议说，你要回到 Ambarish 国王那里去向他道歉。
Durvasa Muni was very proud.
Durvasa Muni 他非常的骄傲
because he was a big yogi and a big Brahmin.
因为他是一个大瑜伽师啊，他是一个大很伟大的婆罗门。
And here's this king that's being honored more than him as a Brahmana.
啊，而在这里呢是一个国王。
Because of that envy of the honor that was going to Ambarish, he couldn't see who he properly see who he was.
所以呢，因为 Vaisa Muni 呢，他对这个 Ambarish 有那么多的嫉妒，因为 Ambarish 他得到了那么多的人的这个荣誉啊，那么多人的就对他荣耀，所以说Vaisa Muni 他非常的嫉妒他，所以 Vaisa Muni 他就没有办法去看到 Ambarish 他真实的地位。
So he fell at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish.
所以他就拜倒在 Ambarish 的足下。
And begged for his forgiveness.
啊，所以他祈求他的原谅。
He said, "I didn't realize how great you really were."
啊，我真的没有去意识到你有多么的伟大。
And therefore, I offended you.
所以呢，我冒犯了你。
So this is a very good lesson.
所以这是一个很好的例子。
If there's envy in your heart,
这是一个很好的教训。当你的内心有嫉妒的时候
，then you offend others.
其实你就在冒犯别人。
And you won't even recognize that you've offended others.
你甚至意识不到你在冒犯别人。
So it's our purification to recognize our mistakes and apologize for those mistakes sincerely.
所以我们需要有这样的一种净化度，我们才能够去意识到我们是有这样的，我们做了，我们犯了错误，我们是在嫉妒，然后我们才能够去祈求别人的道歉。
So, now to repeat and summarize.
啊，我们才能祈求别人的原谅。那么现在呢，我们来总结一下。
We want to increase loving relationships.
我们想要去增强爱的关系。
To increase loving relationships.We need to become more trustworthy.
为了要去增强爱的关系，我们要让自己变得更加值得信赖。
And something that makes me more trustworthy.
那么有一些事情是可以让我自己变得更加值得信赖的。
And each of us more trustworthy.
或者说能够让我们所有的人，每一个人变得更加值得信赖。
When you make mistakes, recognize that there are mistakes, and go to the persons who have been affected.And apologize.
也就是说，当我们犯错误的时候，我们可以，我们应该就是说，去意识到我们的错误，并且向对方去真诚的去向他承认我们犯了错误，并且请求原谅。
And that will increase the quality of trustworthiness and help encourage loving relationships amongst the devotees.
所以呢，这可以来帮助我们去让我们的之间的关系变得更加值得信赖，并且让奉献者之间的爱的关系变得更加的浓厚。
We're going to run out of time.
我们要超时了。
There's a list of 9 qualities that make one more trustworthy.
我们有一个清单，里面有九个方法，能够让我们大家变得更加值得信赖的。
And I think we're only going to finish 3.
我想呢，我们大概只能完成三个。
Maybe we'll continue tomorrow.
或许我们明天再继续。
We'll just do one more.
我们再继续做一个。
One more.
下一个。
How do you speak about other people?When they're not present.
当某人他不在现场的时候，你会怎么去说他呢？
If you speak something not very nice about another person.
如果你在别人背后说他的坏话，说他不好的不是。
We all know what happens.
我们都会知道会发生什么。
It gets back to the other person.
这会，然后你说的这句话到最后还会传到那个人的耳朵里面。
And the other person then feels very hurt.
然后呢，那个人他就会觉得非常的受伤。
And they say if they felt these things, why did they come and speak with me?
他们就会对方就会觉得说，既然他对我不满意，他们为什么不直接来跟我说呢
？It's called triangling.
这个叫做就是三角形的，就是他会反弹的三角反弹。
So here is Vishnu Das, Krishna Das, and Nisringa Das. No, we'll say Nisringa Das. We'll say Vamana Das.
比如说，这里有三个奉献者，一个奉献者 A, 奉献者 B,
A, B, and C. Will that work?
奉献者
A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Okay. Person A goes to person B.
那么这个A 奉献者去到 B 奉献者那里。
Let me tell you something about person C. Blah blah blah.
然后他就跟他说了，让我跟你说说那个另外一个C 奉献者的事情。Blah blah blah. 就跟他说。
And person B says, "Why are you telling me this stuff about person C?"
然后呢，这个 B 的这个奉献者就说，你为什么跟我说这个 C 的奉献者这么多事情呢？你为什么跟我说那么多呢？
Why don't you just go to person C?
你为什么不直接去找那个 C 奉献者跟他说呢？
Well, I would go to person C, but they don't listen.
哎呀，你知道呀，我可以去跟那个 C 奉献者说，但是他们不听了，他们不会听的。
And they do more blah blah. I don't like person C.
然后呢，他又开始说了，那个 C 奉献者怎么不好。
Now that doesn't, that breaks trust. It destroys relationships.
这就会来摧毁我们之间的关系。
Here's the right thing to do.
那么我们应该去啊，接下来这就是接下来我告诉大家应该怎么做。
Person A has a concern.
那么首先这个 A 奉献者他有一些他挺关注的，他有一些顾虑。
Person C didn't uphold their word.
比如说C 奉献者他没有办法去就是说完成他的承诺。
Somebody said they would prepare prashadam for 30 people, and instead of they prepare prashadam for 5.
啊，某个奉献者说，他说他可以准备一个30个奉献者大餐，结果他却准备了5个人吃的饭量。
So let me go to person C and ask them, did you have difficulty?
所以呢
What happened?
所以呢，让我们去直接去找到那个奉献者，做饭的奉献者，就问他说：“你有什么困难吗？是怎么回事啊？”
And then person C might say, "I'm very sorry."
那么然后呢，那个啊，那个做饭的奉献者就会说了：“我很抱歉。”
And the person, or person C might say, "My car broke down, and I'm lucky I got the prashadam for 5 people."
或者说那个奉献者就说了，其实呢，我的车坏了，所以呢，其实我现在能拿来五份奉献者的饭已经很不错了。
Or some explanation, I lost my wallet and I didn't have any money, so I only cooked what I had in my house, or something.
或者有人或者这个奉献者说，我把我的钱包丢了，所以我家里呢冰箱里只有这点菜，所以我就把这些菜给煮了。我就把这些有多少菜我就都拿来了。
But if you don't go to person C, we'll never find out what happened.
所以呢，不，如果我们不去直接找那个做饭的奉献者，我们永远不会知道到底是怎么回事。
And we've had we've all had those experiences in our lives.
我们在生活当中都有类似的体验。
We hear that somebody over there is saying something about something we did or said that we never did or never said.
也就是说呢，我们从别人的耳朵里面，别人的嘴里听到了我们从来没有讲过或者从来没有说过的关于我们的事情。
Or it's so distorted that you don't even know how they came up with that idea.
而且呢，当你在听到在从别人那里听到这个故事的时候，你会发现是有那么多的扭曲在那里，已经完全不是这么回事了，完全面目全非了，你都不知道到底怎么回事。
So it's very disturbing.
所以呢，这是不是非常令人很受骚扰，是不是
？So if when we're having a discussion amongst ourselves,
所以当我们奉献者之间是有讨论的时候
，don't speak things about another person that's not present.
所以不要去说那个不在场的人的问题。
There's this rule that says.If you speak bad things, if I'm speaking with Gopi Priya, and I'm speaking something bad about another person.
比如说，如果我和 Gopi Priya 在交谈，然后呢，我就在说另外一个人的坏话。
What's Gopi Priya going to think?
Gopi Priya 会想什么呀？
When Rohapad Swami is with somebody else, he's going to say something bad about Gopi Priya.
他肯定想的是，当 Rohapad Maharaj 跟别人去交谈的时候，他肯定会说 Gopi Priya 的坏话。
That's the kind of person he is.
他就是这样的人。
So I don't trust him.
所以我根本不信任他。
But if, on the other hand, Rohapad Swami says, I don't want to speak about another person unless they're present.
但是如果 Rama Padmahar 他有这样一个原则，就是说当任何的人他不在场的话，我就不想讲关于他的事情。
Because I respect the other person.
因为我尊重那个人。
And please don't speak about another person unless they're present, because I want to honor that other person.
所以呢，如果那个人不在的话，请不要在别人面前去讲他的不是，因为我是希望在别人面前去荣耀别人。
If you do the second way.It builds trust in you as an individual.
如果你就是说以第二种方式去
去做去行为处事的话呢，那么你就去会建立一个非常值得信赖的关系。
And if you do the other, it harms the quality of trust and it harms relationships.
所以如果你在别人面前去讲，如果在谈话当中讲别人的坏话的话呢，那么你就会摧毁这个关系啊，并且呢，你摧毁了这双方之间的信任。
So, can you think of any examples from Scripture where this quality is presented in scriptural teachings?
所以大家能不能考虑一下，在经典当中是否有任何经典的例证啊，可以去啊验证证明这样一个教导的呢？
Little less common.
啊，这有点困难的，不容易。
In the story of the Kaliya serpent, Kaliya.
在卡利亚的这个蛇的逍遥时光里面。
Kali was a very envious personality.
Kali 呢，他是一个非常嫉妒的人物。
And after Krishna purified Kaliya by dancing on his hoods.
当 Krishna 啊，通过在 Kali 的头上舞蹈之后，去给他净化之后
，The wives of the Kaliya serpent came before Krishna with folded hands.
所以呢，啊，这个 Kaliya 的这些妻子们，他们双手合十的来到Krishna 的面前。
They knew that their husband had this bad quality.
他们知道他们的丈夫有这些不好的品质。
But they remained loyal to him in their prayers to Krishna.
但是呢，他们仍然保持对他们丈夫的忠贞。
Here's another example.
是他们在 Krishna 面前仍然保持对他们丈夫的忠贞。
Hirani,
啊，这是另外一个例子。
Hiranyakashipu was in the forest, undergoing his austerities with his arms in the air and standing on his tiptoes.
那么 Hiranyakashipu 呢？啊，他在森林里面做苦行，然后呢，他的脚尖点地，然后双手向上伸展，在那里做苦行。
And while he was in the forest,
当他在森林里的时候
，the demigods came and invaded the palace.
然后呢，这些半神人他们就去到了Hiranyakashipu 的宫殿里面，他们就去清洗他的宫殿。
And they found the wife of Hiranyakashipu.
然后呢，他们就找到了 Hiranyakashipu 的妻子。
Her name was Kayadu.
她的名字叫 Kayadu.
So Kayadu was then put in the care of Narada Muni.
然后呢 ，Kayadu 他就被放在了 Narada Muni 的修院里面得到照顾。
And all the time she remained faithful to her husband.
在整个的这段时间里面，她始终对她的丈夫保持忠贞。
She knew that her husband had some bad qualities.
她知道她的丈夫有一些不好的品质。
But she was a faithful wife and remained loyal to him.
但是她是一个忠贞的妻子，她始终保持对丈夫的忠诚。
Here's another nice example.
还有另外一个例子。
Vidura, who was one of the brothers of Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura, he left the royal palace before the Kurukshetra battle.
那么 Vidura 呢，他是 Dhritarashtra、Pandu 以及就是啊，他们三兄弟的这个堂兄。
He went on pilgrimage.
然后他们在库如之野这场战争之前，他就离开了宫殿，去到了森林。
But after 34 years of pilgrimage,
他去到了圣地朝圣，在朝圣三十四年之后
，He came back to the royal palace because of his.Kindness upon his brother Dhritarashtra.
他再次回到了宫殿，因为他对他的他对他的兄弟 Dhritarashtra 仍然是非常的友善。
So even in the absence, thank you. Even in the absence of his brother.
所以，即便在他不在的时候
，He always remained faithful to him.
他始终保持对他们保持非常的忠贞。
So if you always remain faithful, even in the absence of somebody,
所以呢，如果你始终就是说，即便一个人不在场，你始终对他保持忠诚
，and strengthens the trustworthiness that others see in you.
啊，这可以去加强别人对你的信赖。
And then just the opposite.
啊，如果你不这样做的话呢，就相反。
If you speak not nice things about another person who's not present,
如果呢你总是在别人面前去在别人面前说第三者的坏话，
it harms how even the person who you're speaking to feels towards you as a trustworthy person.
所以呢，即便你跟别人在说第三者的坏话，这个对方他也会觉得你是个不可信赖的人。
What to speak of the other person who you're speaking about, person C, who's not present?
更何况是那个被你就是被你说坏话的那个人，那更这个关系的话，更加是不值得，他更加不会信赖你了。
If you have a concern, speak to the other person.
如果你是有一些想法或者有一些顾虑的话，你应该直接跟这个人直接交流。
Or speak to someone who's a superior, who can speak to that other person.
或者说去和这个犯做的有问题的人的权威去交流。
But don't become disloyal to a person who's absent.
但是不要对那个不在场的人。就是不忠诚，或者说去说他的坏话。
That's a quality of trustworthiness.
这是一个值得信赖的品质。
So because of our time, I'm going to end here.
因为呢，我们时间有限，我们今天就讲到这儿。
And maybe we'll continue if you want to do that tomorrow.
如果大家是愿意的话，我们明天可以继续这个课题。
Yes.
Okay.There's some new people here, and I thank you for coming. That when you, although you weren't with us, before.
我们今天看到一些新面孔，那么我们也是欢迎大家的到来。虽然前几天没有看到大家，很高兴见到在今天见到大家。
Overall, the theme has been message I've been trying to present is encouraging loving relationships amongst the devotees, based on putting Krishna at the center.
那么我们整个的就是说这个课程的这个宗旨呢，就是说就是我们是希望能够通过奉献者之间或者我们团队之间能够有人与人之间能够有更好的信任，能够更好的建立起信赖感，从而呢我们能够建立起爱的关系。
Any comments or questions?
好，看看大家有没有什么想法，或者有没有什么感悟，或者有没有什么问题。
那个毗什玛在经典中称呼的是祖父，那怎么他没有结婚，怎么能称呼祖父？这点我有些疑惑。
It's good. I have a question that we call Bhishma Dev Grandpa Bhishma.
Yeah.
So he never get married. Why we call him Grandpa?
Good question.
很好的问题。
He was like a grandfather.
就是他对我们来说就好像是一个祖父。
Because of his age.And because of the kindness that he showed,
因为他的年龄以及呢他所展示的这样一种仁慈
the Pandavas were the sons of Pandu and Kunti.
Pandava 呢，他们是 Kunti 的儿子。
And Pandu died when they were very young.
Pandu 呢是在这些孩子很小的时候就。离开了，离世了。
So in the absence of their father,
所以在他们父亲不在的，在他们父亲离世的这个状态下
，Bhishma Dev acted like their father or grandfather.
所以呢 ，Bhishma Dev 呢，他就好像他们的祖父、父亲或者祖父那样去照顾他们。
Although he had no children, he treated his grandchildren, though he treated the Pandavas like his grandchildren.
Yeah.所以呢，虽然 Bhishma 他自己没有孩子，但是呢，这个辈分上来说的话 ，Pandava 他就是 Pandava 的这个五兄弟就是 Bhishma 就是说对跟 Bhishma 的祖 Bhishma 的关系就是祖父和这个孙子的关系。
Thank you.
Anything else?
有没有其他的问题呢
？Okay, so we'll just have.Kirtan?
好，我们会有一个简短的 Kirtan 唱诵。
You don't ask many questions, but you like Kirtan. Someone has questions? Oh, you have a question.
Oh, 你有问题。So, we were talking about Bali Maharaj's pastime. So, when the Sokracharya, I think, the spiritual master, asked Bali Maharaj to not fulfill his promise to Vamanadev, and Bali Maharaj rejected the instruction from his spiritual master. So, is this considered to be the offenses to spiritual master?
What Bali Maharaj said was,
Bali Maharaj 说的是,
the Vedas enjoin, or the Vedas require, that you surrender unto Vishnu.
Veda经要求我们，我们应该向主 Vishnu 去臣服，去皈依主 Vishnu。
You just said that this dwarf Brahman is actually Vishnu. Don't surrender to Vishnu.
而你作为我的灵性导师，你告诉我，这个诸如婆罗门啊，他就是主 Vishnu。而你让我去不要向这个向主 Vishnu 臣服，不要去皈依主 Vishnu。
Because your instruction is directly contrary to the scripture, I can't follow it.
因为你作为灵性导师，你给我的训示是和经典相悖的，所以我拒绝你的训示。
It was not an offense.
所以这不是一个冒犯。
It was the right thing to do.
这是一个恰当的举止。
In the description of Bhishma Dev and Parashuram.
在 Bhishma Dev 和 Parashuram 的这个描述当中。
When Bhishma Dev was told by Parashuram to marry Amba,
当 Bhishma Dev 被 Parashuram 要求去和 Amba 结婚的时候，
Bhishma Dev says there are three kinds of instructions from the spiritual master that are not to be followed.
Bhishma Dev 说，有三种来自灵性导师的训示是可以不去追随的。
And in those cases, there's no offense.
也就是说在这三种情况之下你不去追随灵性导师的训示是没有冒犯的。
And what he said to Parashuram, what you're asking me to do is against the principles of Dharma.
那所以呢他当时 Bhishma Dev 就说了作为我的老师Parashurama, 你给我这个训示是违反道德的。
I'm a Kshatriya, I've given my vow,I must not depart from my vow.
我是一个沙地利，我做出了承诺，所以我必须我不能去打破我的诺言。
You're asking me to depart from my vow. That's against the principle of Dharma. I cannot do it.
因为你在要求我去打破我的誓言，这是违反道德原则的。
So that was not an offense on the part of Bhishma Dev.
所以呢，在从 Bhishma Dev 来说，他没有去追随他的灵性导师的给他这个训示，这不是冒犯。
Now, from our position, we have to be very careful.
但是从我们的这个身份和位置来说，我们要非常的小心。
But if your spiritual man, if I told you, don't surrender to Krishna.
如果我对你说，不要向 Krishna 皈依。
Stop serving Krishna.
停止对 Krishna 的服务。
I would never do that.
当然我永远不会这样说。
But if I did that,
如果我这样告诉你的话，
your position should be, I'm sorry, I can't follow that instruction.
那么你就应该说，很抱歉，我不能追随你的这个训示。
And that's not an offense.
这不是一个冒犯。
Okay, Kirtan time.
好 ，Kirtan 的时间到了。
李宝。
So let's get somebody make the call.
No.
Sure.
Or she can come.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Hallelujah.